Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there and welcome back to Scaling Wellness. It is great to see, hear, be in your ears again this week. And we have part four of our flow series. If you haven't tuned in, you might want to go back a few weeks to get part one, which was the first in this series. We've done part one, part two, and part three, and today is the fourth part. And the flow series is all about marketing your digital products. If you already have something created, maybe it's not selling, maybe it's stopped selling, maybe you haven't started selling it yet, or maybe you just are ready to sell more, then the flow series is what you need. Part one is all about finding people. Finding the right people, people that already want what you have. Part two is about what you do with those leads when you have them. So this is the L of flow. The part three is about your offer. Like, how do you put something really compelling in front of your audience that makes them want to buy? And then part four is the W, which is where we are today. And part four is all about the wow. So we have covered the first three, and now we're diving into potentially the most exciting of the four, which is the wowing, the part most people don't talk about enough. Because here is the thing, your ability to scale doesn't always depend on your outward marketing. It can also depend on your delivery. If your clients are not getting great results, if they're not staying the course, if they're not engaged, if they're not then talking about your offer, it will always feel like a grind to grow. The best way of selling is to market to people that already love what you've done and allow them to do the marketing for you. Make yourself referable, make yourself memorable, make yourself scalable. So this whole episode is all about creating that wow experience, the kind of experience that turns clients into fans and reviews, good reviews, great reviews into referrals and in your program into a movement, into a tribe of people. So let's get into it, and we're going to start with onboarding. So the first thing that people need to do when we are trying to wow our clients, the wow experience begins before you even begin the first module, before you have the first live call, before they take a class. The wow is all about the onboarding. It's about the welcoming people into your offer. Imagine turning up somewhere and rolling out the red carpet. It's about that. It's about making them feel special, seen, welcomed, appreciated. And done well, it really sets the tone, it builds excitement, and it really reduces that early drop-off rate. So a few things I would recommend you include is an obvious welcome email. Ideally with a video, and it needs to set the expectations. It needs to congratulate people, welcome them, encourage them, congratulate them on taking this step for themselves, on, you know, prioritizing themselves. So that welcome email or video and or video should be really full of excitement, full of, you know, this is the next step. This is where I'm going to get you to. This is what I'm going to help you to achieve. A really quick, short start here. Section is really useful so people know exactly what to do first. It could be a dashboard, it could be a checklist, it could be a Google Doc, but we want people to know what their first step should be. So they're not just stepping into a library of stuff. They need to know where they start. And this is where I see memberships go so wrong. Over and over I see this. People join a membership and they suddenly have access to 500 videos. There's no immediate kind of success path. There's no way that people can get a quick win. So we need to make sure that we welcome people with a first step. This is how you begin. clear guidance on what to do next, but also what to expect. And most importantly, where they go and how they get support, how they get to you. So we don't want to overwhelm them with loads of stuff. Instead, we want to orient them, make sure they know their way around, that they kind of figure out where they are in space. People buy your product because they want a transformation, but your job is to make that really easy for them, make it an easy start. Next, you need to talk about the content. And you might be tempted to pack in everything you know, because you are an expert and you can help so many people with so many things. And it's really tempting to just chuck it all in there. But your client doesn't want information. They can get that on YouTube. They want results. So you need to be really careful about not overwhelming people with knowledge, particularly with memberships. The reason most people leave memberships, the stats are around overwhelm. If people don't feel like they are getting use of it, making the most of it, they need to feel like they know what they're doing. So make sure you're not just packing in everything. We want to keep modules short, focused, to the point. You want to break lessons down into bite-sized chunks. You want to make sure that you get people early wins. So how can you get them a very quick win in the first week? You know, something that they can do that they couldn't do before. Maybe they get to the mat 3 times and that's their win. Maybe they understand finally how to find their pelvic floor and that's their win. Maybe it's that they are just taking time out for themselves and that's the win. But we want to make sure we know what that is, what the expectation is, and that we acknowledge it for them. So we want to have things that are going to help them to get those wins. So tools like PDFs, checklists, templates are all really valuable, but think clarity over complexity. When people get results early, they keep going. They keep taking steps. When they get overwhelmed, they stop. So if you're running a month-to-month membership, they will leave. If you're running a group program, they will never finish it. So don't overwhelm them. Make it clear. Make sure that anything you add in has a purpose. It's not just there to make up the stuff. And then we need to talk about support. What keeps them going? Now, most people, let's be honest, don't finish online courses. Now, that is not the case in my world. We create group programs. We create transformational products. So I make sure that people create things that their audience are going to get success from. But if you look at the online course world, you know, the kind of self-paced, buy it once and do it in your own time, that doesn't really help people to get results. But the ones who do get results usually have some sort of a support or accountability built into them. And this is really important, particularly in health. That support doesn't have to be one-to-one. It doesn't have to be you, but it needs to be something that makes people feel held and supported and taken care of. So that could be a community, could be a group, a Facebook group, a Slack channel, a Telegraph group. It could be weekly or fortnightly or monthly co-working or live Q&As. It could be check-ins, you know, ask me anything threads. It could be an opportunity to have their work checked. It could be an opportunity to submit a question or submit a video. Email nudges at key points. You know, if you know that people after 3 weeks are going to be likely to fall off, what can you give them at that point to help them? So the best support systems remind your clients that they're not in this alone, that they are supported and held and you are there for them. It keeps motivation high and drop off low. So inside the Scaling Wellness Accelerator, we mix this up. So the digital course creator has Q&As, it has a community and it has office hours. And the accelerator has a bit more than that. It has group coaching, it has expert sessions, it has check-ins, regular check-ins, so people know their expectation on a Monday and a Friday is to send me their updates. It has co-working sessions. So there's lots of opportunities for people to get help and keep things moving forwards. So packing in something like that, that's just going to help people get that accountability. And then we need to also make sure that a wow experience isn't just about delivering information, but also about celebrating and reflecting the transformations that they have achieved so far. So a group that I'm working with at the moment, they do a kind of weekly weekly wins, and they collate all of the wins that they've had in. So if someone has lost a stone, that person's tagged. If someone's lost a kilogram in their first week, that person's tagged. So everyone kind of gets a tag at various different times. And it's a really nice way. What they're doing is really valuable, and it's kind of incentivizing for people because they want to see themselves on that list. So that's also a really nice way of celebrating people, celebrating small wins and big wins. All of them get celebrated. Ask for feedback as you're going through, not just at the end, but as you go. Like, don't be afraid of people giving you feedback. We want the feedback because it helps us to create a better product. So ask them as they go, weeks two, weeks four, week six, ask them what's working, what's not working, what extra help do you need, what support do you need from me, how can I help you to make this work? Because that's when you're going to get your valuable questions. You know, that's when you're going to get someone saying, oh, do you know what? I just didn't finish week two and now I feel overwhelmed and I'm going to just stop. And that's when you say, do you know what? You don't need to finish week two. Go straight on to week three. Keep this going. Let's keep moving. So we're giving people the opportunity to feedback and get the support they need. They might not always ask the question, but with feedback, sometimes they will tell you something that they wouldn't necessarily ask you. Collect testimonials naturally with prompts and, you know, weekly forms, weekly check-ins, and share those, you know, share those publicly so that people can see them and they can see themselves being celebrated. And encourage your clients to do the same, to share their success publicly. You want people saying, you know, this has changed for me. I've never experienced this outcome before. This is a game changer. You know, we want people to be talking about the results that they get. Because when people talk about your offer and the results, your audience will grow without spending money on ads. Retention goes up, referrals come in, and your brand gets known for the results that it provides, not just for the content that it has. So to recap the wow stage, we are looking at designing a smooth, clear onboarding sequence. You know, something that helps people feel seen when they join. Delivering content that's actionable and results focused. So you're not just packing in stuff, you're putting things in front of your clients that is going to be help them to get that to that next stage. Providing support, so people stay engaged, but also they feel held and supported, and, you know, ensuring that they don't drop off, you know, keeping pulling people along a little bit, giving them extra nudges when they might drop. And making sure that they are getting a transformation that is worth talking about, that they want to talk about, that people want to ask them about. Celebrate their wins, build trust. And also celebrating wins, you know, is a really great way of building engagement and momentum for your next cohort. This step is what takes your business from a one-hit wonder to sustainable growth. Really delivering an incredible product, an incredible outcome, is going to be the way that you build, you know, long-term results. You get people coming in without you having to spend money on ads. Because when people love your offer, they will finish it. When they finish it, they will tell people. And when they tell people, you scale. So it's a really nice kind of self-fulfilling circle. We do this, as I've said, every podcast for the last four, we do this inside the accelerator. Scaling Wellness Accelerator is for people who have a product already. Now, you may be teetering on changing that product, altering it, pivoting it slightly. That's okay. But you need to have something that you are ready to scale. Maybe you want to work on the delivery, you might want to work on the marketing, you might want to work on the selling. We do all of that inside the accelerator. It's a 3-month program that starts in the beginning, sort of near to the middle actually of September. So applications are open now. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. And next time we'll be wrapping up this series with a final bonus episode. The flow system has a little baby R at the end of it, which is for retention, because client retention is where your recurring revenue and freedom really start to build. So we're going to be talking about that in next week's episode. I really look forward to seeing you then. Please do rate and review. Please share this episode with other wellness experts that you know. And also, I'd love to see this on Instagram. I'd love you to tag me in the episode that you're listening to and share your thoughts, share what's working for you, share if you have a win or an aha moment from listening to this episode. I hope you do. And I hope you're able to take one of these things away with you to implement. And if you need that support, obviously, do reach out. Thanks ever so much. I will see you next time. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.